Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I'm sure you've heard this story. You probably read about it earlier this morning. A 14-year-old boy who was at home when a gang of armed raiders forced their way into his home in County Louth in an aggravated burglary. Happened in a rural part of the county, and local councillor John Riley is with us on the line today. John, when did you first hear about what happened?
Andrea, thanks for having me on. Andrea, I heard that this happened just over a week ago. I heard about it then the following morning. It's particularly vicious, this crime, because there's a 14-year-old boy. He was at home in the house. I think he was watching television or doing his homework. His mother was down the road in our parents' house, and she was down or whatever, helping them out. And the burglars busted into the house. He was assaulted. He was tied up in a room. The house was ransacked. The house is on a main road, and it happened at 5 o'clock in the evening. It's particularly vicious. And this happened probably a month prior to this, actually quite close to me here in Kilcurry. The parochial house was attacked in a similar manner. The two priests were tied up and the house was ransacked. And also in both burglaries then, bleach was used then, so to eliminate any forensic evidence on fingerprints, etc. So there's definitely a correlation, I believe, but the two break-ins are correlated or related. So it's a very, very worrying development. And I also believe there's probably a cross-border dimension to this. So it, as I say, it's a very worrying development. Yeah. But in saying all that, we've had cooperation with the PSNI is at an all-time high. We had in our Dundalk municipal meeting here in Dundalk, I actually chaired the meeting, we had two officers up from the PSNI in Newry, and we've discussed cross-border cooperation, and I think it's definitely improving. And I know there's a relationship between the Gardaí and PSNI are both working on this particular case.
I know the guards, in relation to the first one, you know, an incident that you mentioned involving the young teenager, like a 14-year-old boy at home at the time. I know the guards in Dundalk there are appealing for information about that. I think actually in particular to anybody who might have been driving on the Dundalk to Carlingford Road between 4 and 6 p.m. to get in touch with them. Have you been talking to any of the family, John, involved, or how are they since this?
The family, I believe, are very shaken back with the whole thing. The young lad himself, I believe, you know, he's going to be very traumatised with this, because this is a very, very difficult situation for him to go through. Not many, you know, people would have experienced burglaries, but usually they're at night or they're in at such a time when there's nobody in the house. So these particular gang are particularly vicious. They don't seem to fear for day. And obviously at 5 o'clock now on a summer's evening, it's daylight. The house is easily recognised on the main road, but there is a lane, obviously, at the back of it. And I would imagine that they had somebody then on lookout on the main road, or they crossed. What happened in Kilcurry was, I think they crossed through the fields and they got out on a minor road at the back. So, as I say, somebody who could have seen something maybe suspicious, a car set in an unusual place at a different time, I would appeal to them then to come forward to the Gardaí. What might seem only sort of, you know, a little nugget of maybe what you might think is useless information, maybe the key to catching this gang.
I'm sure, just finally, John, for locals in the area, like, it's, you know, and look, we don't know who was involved or what part of the country or where they went. And I know, as you said, the guards and the PSNI are liaising about that. But like, you know, it's got to be very frightening and worrying for locals, you know, in any part of the country when they hear of something like this.
It is. And, you know, historically, this part of the country, it doesn't really get that many break-ins. So this is very much uncharacteristic for the area. It's very worrying, and I believe that the Gardaí and PSNI will leave no stone unturned until this gang is apprehended and put behind bars. They're particularly vicious. They're ruthless. they have no appreciation for anyone's property or their well-being. And I think it is worrying for the community. I know I spoke with the two priests in the parochial house after they were attacked, and they were definitely very shaken up by the whole experience. So it is particularly worrying. And hopefully this gang will be put behind bars in the not too distant future. But I do concord, you know, in broad daylight and with somebody in watching the television, it is definitely not what you would expect.
No, absolutely not. And you know, we're thinking of the family, or and certainly in the two different aggravated burglaries that happened, thinking of all involved there. And as I said, the guards are looking for anybody with information or witnesses, certainly to make contact with them. That is at a Dundalk Garda station. John Riley. John, thanks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. The email, as always, if you want to get in touch, if you want to share your own experience with us, you can get me at lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.